You're listening to the epic fantasy novel Lion's Last Kill, and this is chapter 25. I want to thank you for listening, and if you want to buy this novel in paperback form, it's now available on all the online retailers like Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and all the other ones too. So I hope you're enjoying this, and if you like epic fantasy and this kind of thing, and you want to check out some other stuff, maybe other writings, my other novel, or what's going on with my future novels, check out my websites, www.stormthecastle.com, or www.castlefiction.com, or www.epicfantasy.com, and that's epic-fantasy.com. Once again, thanks a lot for tuning in to Lion's Last Kill, and this is chapter 25. Oh, and there's only two more chapters to go after this. There's a total of 27 chapters, so hang in there, and let's see what happens. Enjoy. Chapter 25, The Last Meeting and the Word. People were crowding into the double doors of the meeting room, and Bosch squeezed himself in. Word quickly got around that he'd entered from the rear doors, and they opened a path for him to get to the front, and allow him to climb up the blue carpet and the stairs to the doors that he usually made his appearance from. These were the doors that led to the Zedbender. He stopped at the top of the steps and turned to face them. They had that same look of anticipation they always had when he stood up there. It was almost the same as the last time he stood here, a month ago. He looked them over, and love just spread out for him, from him to them. There were the many faces that he recognized, and many faces that he didn't recognize. Varga would have been standing at the very front at the foot of the steps, but he wasn't there, and this gave a pang of grief to Bosch's heart. They sensed he was about to speak, and the room fell absolutely quiet. There wasn't even a single cough or whisper, and the room was full to its maximum capacity. The chairs had been removed, and everyone stood shoulder to shoulder. He guessed there was at least 400 people in the room. That should be enough to change this world. In a mimic of the repose of the Oracle, he held his arms out to his sides, with his palms pointing up at the ceiling, and said, "I love you all." Then he took a long pause and looked them over carefully. "I have gone to the Oracle and brought a question with me. It was a question on how to change my world. The Oracle has allowed me the answer to that question, and shortly I will return to my world and change it. This is my last mission, and my life on that world will be ended. I will return here by nightfall to make my life, and I will return to that world no more." He smiled and came to the point of this meeting. "I didn't realize that the answer I was hoping for would also be for this world, too. Yes, the Oracle has given me a gift that I will give to you." The room felt as if someone had drawn an enormous bowstring to its maximum capacity, and everyone was holding their breath, waiting for the release of the arrow. They all knew they were on the verge of something very special, and after a short, smiling pause, he spoke a single word from the forgotten language, and they all remembered what had long been forgotten. He watched it race around the room like a warm breeze. Enlightenment came to their eyes. It was the power of a single thought, a single idea, a single thing of such purity that it sunk into them and changed them in this world forever. Some of them laughed, some of them hugged, and some of them cried. They had never been witness to anything so beautiful. With one word not spoken since the beginning of time, he moved them all into the next stage of their existence. They would spread the word and live a new life. It would be a life filled with joy, understanding, love, and more. They would still experience pain and hurt, but it would not be the same. He waited several minutes and listened to them chatter in the new language. They were expressing things that they never could express because they didn't have the words. He cleared his throat. "You have to spread this to all of the people in the land, and you have to spread this to the Breck. They too will understand it and welcome it." Plexus unbuckled the sword and let it fall to the floor. "We have 6 Brecks captured. They are in a holding cell. I will go talk to them and they will see. Then I will release them and tell them to go talk to their kind. A cheer came over the room, people in the room. The joy was threatening to overwhelm Bosch, and he raised his hands to quiet them down. I will return by nightfall. He saw Grell step out of the crowd. Grell walked up the steps and embraced him in a hug. It has been my honor to protect you these past few weeks, but now I see that my job is done. May I be released from my duty? His candor caught Bosch by surprise. That was the longest sentence he had ever heard Grell utter, and they had spent a fair amount of time together. But now he could see the love in Grell's eyes, and they both knew that Bosch had changed the world, and he had no need of a bodyguard. By the time he came back this evening, there would be no more assassins on this world. But the man still had a code of conduct to follow, and he needed to ask Bosch's permission to end the guarding. Bosch smiled, and seeing the love that had just flowered in the man, he hugged him and said, "Yes, I thank you, Grell. You saved my life, and now your mission is complete." Grell smiled and walked back down the steps. With that said, Bosch turned and walked through the door, then through the small antechamber, and into the room with the blue carpet. Then through the door into the threadbender. A boy who had been sitting on a chair by the door jumped up and bowed. He hadn't heard the word yet, but he soon would.